Overwhelmed by environmental news? Listen to the Green Diva's My Earth 360 report for the latest eco news bits from around the globe, carefully curated and born by our need to say WTF. But we also love to share encouraging stories and, of course, ways that you can make your voice count for the Earth. It's not just my Earth, it's our Earth, and together we can make a difference. Hey, Green Diva Lynn.
Hey, Green Diva Meg.
A My Earth 360. It was a little bit of a...
It's a little bit of a turnaround.
Because I don't, you were very gracious to offer this particular segment for my rent.
Oh, I don't think I offered it. Hold it away.
I usurped. No, well, we were trying to figure out what category this particular topic, which I would call a rant. It started as a rant, okay?
Well, sometimes in my Earth 360 segments, I have been known to rant. I have to sometimes control myself.
Rein it in. But yeah, well, you know, it's been this like bugaboo for me lately because I became aware of it. And now it's all I hear is people screaming, save the Earth, save the planet. And I know they mean well. I do. But
I know I've used those words before.
I'm sure I have too. And now I'm like, but the truth is the planet really doesn't need us.
Right.
At all.
It'd be better off without us, actually.
Let's be honest. We're a little bit of an infestation. And
we are parasites.
We are. And anyway, and it reminds
me. Some are more annoying than others. Some of us are.
Are
really bad parasites. Parasites to other humans.
Oh, gosh. It's endless, right? It's endless. But so I've just been on this like awareness thing, and I just want to scream, please, please stop with the, you know, save the Earth thing. Because really what it is, let's be honest, it's save the humans.
Right.
You know, because the Earth will rejuvenate, regenerate, it will heal itself. It does miraculously. If you've ever seen a roadway that's been abandoned for maybe even a year only, I mean, the Earth takes it right back. It says,
that's right.
Asphalt, pff, nothing.
Exactly.
You know, the Earth doesn't need us, but we need the Earth. We need the resources on this Earth to survive. So it's really...
Not even so much the resources as some people would think of resources as the oil.
Yeah.
We do kind of need that right now, but you're talking about clean air.
Yeah.
Water.
Right.
Things that make this Earth livable for humans.
Right, like the oceans.
So that we can inhabit it.
Mm-hmm. There's an ecosystem that is brilliant and miraculous that we are kind of systematically destroying. And you know what? Like I said, I think the Earth will be like, okay, whatever, we'll move on. We've done ice ages. We've had species. We've had, you know, dinosaurs. And, you know, we shake them off. We get hit by a meteor. We move on. But we, you know, we cannot live without the Earth. And so we want it to be clean for ourselves and healthy for future generations. And so it's about us. Let's be honest. Save the humans.
Save the humans.
That was my initial rant, but then I went on to say, like, you know, because there are, I don't know why sometimes I just find some environmentalists or people a little bit like they're proselytizing, and it's kind of annoying, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're going to bang on the drum for this. Please, you know what you're talking about, right?
Right. On both sides of the fence, really.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it's obvious to us that there are, you know, climate deniers, and we find them to be annoying because, you know, they're on the wrong side as far as we're concerned. But
yeah.
There are some annoying people. So, yeah, I had this inspiration to write this post about ways to love Mama Earth and not be annoying.
And you came up with 9 ways. And for some reason, what came into my head was 60 ways to leave a lover, and I don't really know why. It kind of popped into my head when I saw that title.
Oh, my God. I'm singing
it. One has nothing to do with the other. But that's just how my mind works.
Sneak out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. Right? That one?
Don't need to be coy, Roy.
We sing like every show now. We break into some ridiculous
song.
It's a thing.
So one of the ways is to eliminate Save the Earth from your vocabulary.
Well, and just be clear about what we're doing. You know, we want, for me, is I want to respect the earth, and I want to respect and be grateful for the earth. And so I started with like six things, and I thought that was a stretch. And then I'm like, oh, and then there's this, and oh, and then there's this. You know, things like gratitude, really, you know, have a little gratitude. The earth does an awful lot for us.
Yeah, I hate when I drive behind somebody and they toss something out their car window.
Oh, my God. Don't you want to just really ram them?
I mean, what is this, the 70s?
Get over it. Oh, I mean, how hard is it to just drive, keep it in the car until you get to your next?
Put it in what they call, you might not know of this, it's a contraption called a garbage can.
I know.
That sounded like a fake laugh.
What, mine?
Yeah.
No, because I was like about to say something, and then it just came out funny. Like, yeah, it's not fake. It's kind of like incredulous.
Okay.
Incredulous. And then there's things like, you know, if you're going to argue with people about, you know, the environment and climate change, know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
And if you're not sure, just like you said in the post, just at least just say it's your opinion.
Right. Right. Yeah, because it doesn't always do anybody any good to be, you know, spouting incorrect, inaccurate information, because sometimes, you know, it just doesn't help.
Right.
And I guess it's also like choose your audience.
Mm-hmm.
And where to put your energy, because, you know, you're not going to change everybody. You're not, you know, so like why bellow at people endlessly if they're really not going to hear it? Move
right.
on, you know?
Yeah.
It's like triage.
You know, exactly.
Some people just aren't going to be saved, so move on.
Right.
I'm sipping tea now. So what else did I say? Because I don't remember.
Using humor. I think that we're pretty good at that, I'd like to think.
Yeah.
I said think twice in a span of like 2 seconds.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we're thinking a lot.
We're thinkers.
Well, times two,
but
apparently.
Yes, sense of humor is so important just in life anyway.
Well, you know, so much of this stuff is so heavy and dense and scary and sad that if you can't have a sense of humor, if you, you know, lighten up the mood, it's very, very hard to take it in. It's easier to just tune it completely out.
Right.
So,
yeah, some people just don't want to be stressed by it, so.
Right. Well, I know I don't want to be stressed by it.
I'd prefer not to be.
It's hard doing what we do. We read a lot of things. We see a lot of things. We hear a lot of things that are like, what? Really? So, anyway, yeah,
sometimes I don't like when I learn something new because I already felt like I knew too much.
Yeah. I know.
So that's why I try to put humor out there because it makes me feel better.
Well, anyway, this is, I hope folks will read it and have a sense of humor about it, but, you know, maybe just, I don't know. Be less annoying. And this is for myself included.
Yeah, me too.
Let me be less annoying. I will read my own post.
Oh, and you know what? It's 50 ways to leave a lover.
60 ways?
Not 60.
Did you go look it up? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, see, we're having fun, Lynn. All right, folks.
And love Mother Earth.
Love Mama Earth. Stay tuned. More
She's
coming.
Nurturing us.
Aw. Get all the details from this Green Diva's My Earth 360 report and lots more on thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com and myearth360.com.